Daydreaming About Dragons reply show. I've got two replies that I really liked and I wanted to get to. One is talking about new stuff. One is talking about old stuff, reminiscing, talking about the old good old days. So I want to get to it. Just so you know, if this is the first time you're listening to this show, this is Daydreaming About Dragons, a tabletop role-playing game show. But this isn't a normal episode. Usually they're structured much differently. This is a reply show. They're numbered. They're not really numbered. The weekly shows that come out on Sunday nights are numbered. The reply shows tend to come out midweek. They're not numbered. You can skip them if you'd like. Some people like them. Some people don't. Here we go. What do you have to say, Jason?
Hello, Jason here. Just want to call and say hi. I listened to the first episode of yours that I've listened to. It was 45, I think, the one we talked about The Witcher. And you talked about demi-humans. Now I feel bad. I've taken so long to find your podcast. Now I've got, 44 more to listen to, something like that. 43, 44 more to listen to. So I'm actually looking forward to that. There are a lot of really good nuggets in this episode, you know, about if you get stuck as a GM, how to bring parties together, a lot of gems in there. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the way you present it. So I'm looking forward to listening to your other episodes. So keep up the great work. Talk to you later.
Jason, thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad that you thought the things I had to say and my nuggets were gems. I am very flattered, and I'm excited that you found the show. And I just want to say, if you and anyone find something in a previous show, in the first episode, second episode, whatever, I don't care how old it is, and it interests you and it spark something that's happening at your table that you want to talk about, don't feel like you can't do that because it's an old episode. Feel free. I love talking about this stuff. I love talking about gaming. So never hesitate to reply and send your take on something. However far back it is, just go for it. Send me a reply and it'll be great to hear from you. And I've listened to a couple episodes of your show, and I really love the intro song. It was a lot of fun. So rock on with yourself. You're out there podcasting and doing it. And I'm looking forward to hearing more of your thoughts as you go through the back catalog. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And do not apologize for getting to it late. I mean, technically, this show is really still in its first year. So it's pretty young, and yeah, we're getting in there. So don't be shy, and don't apologize for finding it. I appreciate that anybody listens to this at all. So thank you. I appreciate your kind words. It means a lot. It's very rejuvenating, and I'm looking forward to hearing more of your thoughts and hear about what's going on at your gaming table. Okay. All right. I will talk to you soon. All right. And now on to the next.
Hey, Chad, it's Andy Gooden here. I just started podcasting a couple of months ago with my little thing, Expedition to the Grizzly Peaks. And I've only listened to a few of yours on Daydreaming. And the reason is that I have actually been listening to the entire back catalogue of Sons of Cryos over the last few months. And yeah, just been really loving it and kind of getting sad that it's getting near the end. I think I'm on episode 50 or so now. You don't have to put this message up. I'm just curious. I'm curious why you started podcasting again on Anchor. I'm curious about what it was like back then being a podcaster back in the, you know, mists of time. And I'm also really curious about why you stopped. Now, maybe I'll find out. Maybe you actually, it was all very planned and intentional and you've come to the end of something. And I'm sure that many things got, you know, took priority over podcasting. I know how much effort it is to put together a show. But I also somehow, a little piece of me thinks that maybe you just kind of stopped and never did explain why you stopped. Anyway, either way, I'd love to know. why you stopped and why such a long break before you came back and what made you come back. I'd love to know what you've been up to as well. And I think you were part of something really important, those early days of podcasting and that kind of transformation of the hobby from what it was into what it is now, I think.
Andy, thank you so much for those wonderful questions and your flattery. I mean, the idea that I contributed to something that was really important is mind-boggling. It was a really fun time. What was it like back then? I mean, it was really new, you know? It was new to us. There weren't that many podcasts out there. You could probably count them on your hands and toes at that point. And there wasn't any other show that was doing what we wanted to do, which was talk about play, not try to be a news thing, not go on for 2.5 hours. We really wanted to make it a tight 45, and it was a steep learning curve. I was very lucky that I was at that point friends with Jeff Lauer, who was a really brilliant autodidact. I had dinner with him and just a little while ago, and the things that he teaches himself are things that people go to school for, and he just teaches himself how to do it. So he had to teach himself XML and sound editing, and he did. And it was an amazing amount of labor that, if I'm being honest with myself, I really took for granted at the time. And I've apologized to him for that, but I look back and I kind of wince. And the other thing is, as you look back on something that you made more than 10 years ago, and there are times that I definitely wince. There are times that I say things that are pretty stupid or ignorant, or I just wasn't well informed, or I just didn't have a broad enough friendship base to understand yet. So yeah, it's tough. You know, that's the thing about creative stuff. You've got to look back and be like, well, that wasn't the best, on to it. So, I mean, what was it like? It was a lot of fun. A lot of the podcasters all knew each other back then. It was a very supportive community. When new people came in, there was a lot of cheering and welcome to the show and let's do this. And it was just a lot of fun. In the greater, RPG sphere, what was it like close up with me and Jeff and then later Storn? Also a lot of fun. We really enjoyed each other's company. And it was a lot of work on all of our sides. I mean, I say that I took Jeff's work for granted, but I also, did work on it. And it was a lot, but it was so much fun that it didn't feel like work. So it was good times. It was nice to be working on a creative project with friends. That's a really fun, rewarding thing to be doing. Why did we stop is a great question. So I think the labor of it was the labor of the editing was burning Jeff out. At that point, I wasn't able to take up my side of the slack and just take over or just take over some of that labor. I think Jeff wanted to move into more like video, and we couldn't find a format that worked, which is a shame because we would have been there right as YouTube hit if we had done it. And we would have really been on the ground floor of something really interesting if we had fought through some difficult shoots, because we tried. We really wanted to do, Jeff really wanted to get a video show going, and we never quite made the format work. And I think we really could have been on the ground floor of something really interesting. But that's just not the way things shook out, and that's okay. Our lives were at that point going in very different directions, and it did what it did. But yeah, that's why we stopped. I don't know how much we talked about it in public back then. I don't know how much we said, "Hey, we'll be back on video," or what we did. But yeah, we gave it a go, and it was a really good run, and it was a lot of fun. It definitely wasn't a pod fade. It was definitely like, "Hey, we're kind of done with this," and yeah, good times. Good times. So, onto your other question, why am I on Anchor? I'm on Anchor because I thought I could fill. There were things I wanted to say that weren't quite ready to be blog posts, but I wanted that thing that can happen when you are talking out loud into a mic where you can kind of discover ideas as you go. You can talk something out and you can come to those conclusions by saying something out loud and that capture that kind of moment of discovery, here on the mic. And that's what I'm trying to do. Also, why am I on Anchor? Because I thought I could keep things short and sweet enough where the editing wouldn't be an issue and I could keep it rough and I think, just abrupt, very little intro. Let's just get to it and just keep it short and sweet. And I like it. I like the format so far. It's so far, it's a lot of fun. And Anchor does all of the heavy lifting for you. It gets you on all the different platforms. It gives other people a format to talk back to you. It does all the work for you. So Anchor makes it really easy for me, which is really lovely. I knew that I wanted to get a podcast out, but I also knew that certain form there, I didn't want to do a show like Sons of Cryos because I'm not willing to put in that kind of editing and I'm not willing to put in that kind of investment with a huge mic setup and a mix board. I wanted to do it, see if I could do it at a quality that I found publishable. But, kind of do it on the cheap, talking into my phone. And that's more or less what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. So that's where I'm at. And that's why I'm doing it. I also didn't want, eventually maybe I might do an interview or have a guest, but, I've kept it really simple. One person, two ideas per show, pitter patter, let's get at her. That's it. And yeah, that's why I'm back on Anchor. I just thought it was time. I had just gotten the Dictionary of Moo back out published, and old feelings were stirring up. I was in the process of moving from New York City back to Ithaca, and I just wanted to get publishing again. I wanted to get talking about gaming. There are things about gaming that I thought were unsaid. I think it's a really interesting time with gaming. I think with streaming happening, there's a lot of new people looking for a lot of guidance. There's a lot of good advice. There's a lot of bad advice. And I just wanted to have a voice out there. And I wanted to encourage other voices to get out there. Even more than my voice getting out there, I wanted to be an encouraging voice for other people to do the same. So that's why I'm here. I hope that helps. Thank you so much for the question. That's a lot. It took a long 8-minute walk down memory lane. Jeff and Storn are still buddies. We could go grab dinner every once in a while, and I will let them know that you were asking about them, and our work together. It was really a good time, and that's about it. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a reply show. A new episode will be coming out on Sunday night. If you have any thoughts or replies to any of this, drop me a line. You can send me an email at judd.karlman@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, judd_of_cryos, KRYOS. My old Sons of Cryos homage still on my Twitter. And or you can send me an MP3 here through the Anchor app. So I'd love to hear from you. And I'll talk to you soon.